The dialect of Tugby, Leicestershire. George Walker, a farmer aged 63, a native, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 3rd of May 1956.
They were interesting. I mean, I was happy enough those days. And I, although you put 14 hours a day in, perhaps a bit more, I was happy enough.
Mm. Were you hired interesting. Then? Hmm? Were you hired or working at home?
Working down at Knowsley.
Oh, yes.
For Sir Arthur Adler, used to be. I used to see the poor horses. Work three and leave a quartish one for someone else to work with the car, do jobbing work, you see. Mm-hmm. I'd got one or two, though, as I wouldn't have. They didn't work them. One or two, they didn't work.
No.
I could get on with them, all right, but one or two, I couldn't leave them behind, problems to job about because they didn't work them.
What was the best horse you've ever had? Did you ever show one or anything like that?
No, but I've got them sort of sold at a good price.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I once did. That was when I was working at Knowsley then. It was in 1924 when the Royal Show was at Leicester on the Stocking Farm. Mm-hmm. It's built up area now. Made a field gate and put an oak tree down and left the post out of it, you know, and sort of thing. Took it and hung it at the Royal Show. But anybody could say that.
No.
Not an ordinary, I mean, just the carpenters and fancy gates and that. But isn't many ordinary people that can say that. No. Take a gate and make a gate and cut the post out and that. An ordinary fella. Mm. And managed to say they'd done that, took that to the Royal Show, is it?
Mm. How did you get that job then?
Well, I was working down at Knowsley, and Sir Arthur did want me to do this, and I tried to get out of it, but he wanted me to do it, so of course I couldn't very well get out of it. Tried to do it anyway. Tried to make sure excuse and get out of the job, because I mean, I didn't feel. I hardly like tackling a job of going to the Royal, taking something to the Royal Show, you know. Mm. Anyway.
But you did.
Yeah.
And you had a farm at home, like, all the time? Did you live
at home? No. I've had this since those days, you see.
I see.
I've taken this on my own, of course. Of course, my father never had a farm or anything like that.
Oh, I see.
No.
What did your father do then?
He went to ordinary work.
I see.
But this is my own affair. And when I was in the army, I was drawing 3 shillings a week. I started work at 5 shillings a week and got everything, and lived at home and got everything to provide. 5 shillings a week. And keep myself everything to provide. I mean, I wasn't living in or anything and getting me keep, you see, in this on top. I'd got everything, living out of it, this 5 shillings, everything, when I first started. Well, when I was in the army, it was 7 shillings a week. You see, you played Sunday, Sunday, and another day. Well, then I allowed half that to my mother. And yet, I've been a bit thrifty, and now I've got to about 100 acres. You see, some people haven't got the pluck to tackle anything in a lone cow.
No.
See? They haven't, you know, they'd like to, but they're timid, they hadn't just launched out. Mm. And, do you know, I've had some of the fattest cattle that went into Leicester Market. Mm. Some of the fattest, best cattle that went into Leicester Market. The butcher used to come round me and beg of me to sell them properly to them instead of putting them through the auction. Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, you've got some good bullocks.
Have you always gone in for sheep as well?
Yes. Mm. I think I've topped the market some of the time with fat sheep. Some weeks. And I could sell my bullocks, though fat. Whereas some of these people that reckon to be in a bigger way and be grazing men, you know, they weren't up to it. They'd have to bring them home because I couldn't sell them.